This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Hurricane Michael set to hit the northeast Gulf Coast of Florida tomorrow, probably the seventh hurricane of the season. Storms like this, of course, often mean lost power, and lost power, if you run a power company, is a bad thing. It's a bad thing on a long list of other worries, I should add, like moving over to renewables, also what technology can mean for big energy. Lynn Good is the CEO of Duke Energy. She's got about 7.5 million customers in the Southeast and Midwest. So, yes, hurricanes and storms and all that stuff are a big deal for her. Lynn Good, thanks for coming on the program.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Let's talk about some of the things you're I would imagine, worried about. Number one, obviously, would be the sustainability and reliability of the power grid, right?
Absolutely. The power grid is what I would call it, Kai, is the lifeblood. It is the part of the energy value chain that ensures that we're delivering energy and it's arriving at homes and businesses in a reliable way.
How satisfied are you that it is reliable and robust?
It is a reliable and affordable infrastructure today, but as we talk about transformation, just like any form of infrastructure, we need to keep investing.
Talk to me for a second, would you, about corporate America's role, and I guess your slice of it in particular, in, so this is going to sound dicey, but I'm going to go with it, in forcing American consumers to understand the challenges of climate change and acting on it. I'm thinking now specifically of the Nobel Prizes yesterday, obviously, and the climate change report.
You know, Kai, I would share with you that I believe consumers are very informed. And if I look at the track record that we've demonstrated, carbon emissions are down 30% at Duke Energy, headed to 40%. And we believe that ongoing discussion with our customers on how to get there in a balanced way over a period of time is something that we find our customers to be very interested in.
What does a balanced way mean? Is that you're trying to find your way between coal and natural gas and solar and all that? Is that what that means?
You know, our goal is to increase the amount of renewables on our system, never compromising. So it's wind, it's solar, it's battery technology, it's natural gas. For Duke, it's also nuclear. And for many companies around the U.S., it's nuclear. This industry has never been an industry that pursues a single technology. And I think that has been important for us to maintain affordability and reliability. And as we sit here today, I'm, you know, giving you a list of the resources that we are investing in. But if we think 10 years from now, there's going to be more because we're also a believer in research and development to bring more technologies to the table. And let's allow room for those investments to occur when they're economic.
What's your single biggest challenge?
I would say keeping pace with any industry going through transformation. Are we moving fast enough? Do we have the skills? And I think that's a challenge for any business, particularly a legacy one like ours, that we are moving quickly enough to accomplish what we believe is important for customers.
You know, it's funny to hear you talk about speed because that is an ever-present issue in this economy. And it makes sense when you're thinking about, you know, like Facebook or Snapchat or, you know, any of those others. But the idea that a power company is worried about that is sort of interesting.
Well, Kai, I think the issue on speed is one of, you know, it's not in the next moment am I making the right decisions, but it is, I'm making decisions today that'll be important in 2025 and 2030 and 2035. So I want to make sure that I've got a clear vision of where we're going so that as we invest, we are moving to where we believe the requirements of customers will be over that time frame.
Huh. All right. So let me try something with you that I haven't done in a long time, but I figure I'll give it a whack and we'll see how it goes. What is your job in five words or less?
Serve customers, inspire employees,
nice.
And drive excellence.
Oh no, you
it
had
five,
it. You
six.
Had it. Oh, my goodness. Oh, well, you know, all right. It was close. You did better than a lot of people. I'll tell you that. Lynn Good. She is the chairman and CEO of Duke Energy. Lynn, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Kai.